At the first break in traffic, Caroline darted across the road. The earth was saturated, water pooling in her footprints. She pushed through the brushy copse and broke at last into the clearing. Avery was there, kneeling by the pipe that drained water from the hills into the concrete ditch. Phoebe's yellow umbrella was discarded like a flag beside her. "Avery!" She squatted down beside the girl, touched her wet shoulder. "Where's Phoebe?"
"She went to get the cat," Avery said, pointing into the pipe. "It went in there."
Caroline swore softly and knelt in the edge of the pipe. Cold water rushed against her knees, her hands. "Phoebe," she cried, and her voice echoed in the darkness. "It's Mom. Honey, are you here?" Silence. Caroline inched her way inside. The water was so cold. Already her hands were numb.
"Phoebe!"
she shouted, her voice swelling.
"Phoebe!"
She listened hard. A sound then, faint. Caroline crawled a few feet farther in, feeling her way through cold, invisible, rushing water. Then her hand brushed fabric, cold flesh, and Phoebe, trembling, was in her arms. Caroline held her close, remembering the night she'd carried Phoebe in the damp purple bathroom, urging her to breathe. "We have to get out of here, honey. We have to get out." But Phoebe wouldn't move.
"My cat,"
she said, her voice high, determined. And Caroline felt the squirming beneath Phoebe's shirt, heard the small mewing.
"It's my cat."
"Forget the cat," Caroline shouted. She pulled Phoebe gently in the direction she had come. "Come on, Phoebe, right now."
"My cat,"
Phoebe said. "Okay," Caroline said, water rushing higher now around her knees. "Okay, okay, it's your cat. Just go." Phoebe began to move, inching slowly toward the circle of light. Finally, they emerged, cold water streaming around them in the concrete ditch. Phoebe was soaked, her hair plastered against her face, the kitten wet, too. Through the trees, Caroline glimpsed her house, solid and warm, like a raft in the dangerous world. She imagined Al traveling some distant highway, and the familiar comfort of these rooms that were her own. "It's all right," Caroline put her arm around Phoebe. The kitten twisted, thin claws scratching the backs of her hands. The rain fell, dripping off the dark, vivid leaves.
"There's the mailman," Phoebe said.
"Yes," Caroline said, watching him climb the porch and slide the bill she'd put out into his leather bag. Her letter to David Henry sat unfinished on the table. She had stood at the back door watching the rain, thinking only of Phoebe's father, while Phoebe wandered into danger. It seemed like an omen suddenly, and she let herself turn the fear she'd felt at Phoebe's disappearance into anger. She wouldn't write to David again. He wanted too much from her, and he wanted it too late. The mailman walked back down the steps, his bright umbrella flashing. "Yes, honey," she said, stroking the kitten's bony head. "Yes, there he is."